friends, welcome to the Vertical Relationships Show. If you are ready to heal God's way through God's word, you desire to have healthier, loving, and thriving relationship with yourself, others, and most importantly, Jesus, then it's by no accident you're here, because there are only divine connections in God's kingdom. Hey, I'm Aaliyah Diana, international best-selling author, certified Christian counselor, trainer, coach, and podcaster. Yes, I'm all faith-based. I believe a vertical relationship with Jesus changes everything. This is about a personal relationship, a vertical one, not a religion. I'm authentic, real, honest, and there is no fluff here. Because I desire for you to have permanent healing for that wounded soul, not just temporary band-aids that don't last. Hey, God wants you to have a well-rounded and balanced life. So grab your coffee, your Bible, or just kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey friends, it is Malia here. Today we're going to dive in. Lord has been showing me for months about soul. So many prophetic messages. It is so hard to decide. I have to really sit and pray about what the Lord wants to teach each and every time. And it is just crazy what has been revealing. So the next podcast episodes are really going to be talking about the watchman, understanding what the watchman is, but just other prophetic words and warnings. I want to let you guys know that I do have a new audio teaching. It's called Are You a Chosen Prophet? You could find that at Vertical Relationship Academy on my website. It is brand spanking new, and it talks about just, are you a chosen prophet willing to be purified by God? It really challenges and embraces just the rejection and truth, understanding that it is part of the pruning process, is part of the necessary growth period of a prophet. So go check that out. You hear this word watchman a lot. So I want to explain to you what a watchman is. A prophetic watchman is a chosen vessel picked and appointed by God to guard, guide, warn, and protect people. It is the cutting off of evil intruders from getting into the gates. The watchman can be for a particular church, a city, a region, a nation. That is really up to the Lord, how he decides to distribute those gifts, right? Because we all have to be in our unique gifting. We all are here for a purpose. The Lord has been giving me many prophetic messages for people. But just recently, my pastor is beginning his own church. Yes, he's birthing a new church. And the Lord gave me a prophetic dream, actually a prophetic warning for him about something that was going to happen. This young man was stealing money from the church. I saw it. I saw the confrontation with the pastor and this young man, and all the other people started to come in. And I sat with this message, as I always do, until the Lord said it was time to deliver it. So I emailed him and I gave him this heedful warning. And he was very grateful. Part of being a watchman is giving sometimes those messages we rarely don't want to give to people, but we have to. That is part of the calling. Watchmen have the ability to see what others could not see in the spiritual realm. The Hebrew word translated watchman means one who looks out, one who spies, or one who watches. So I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures here. Here's the first one, Jeremiah 1:15-17. Listen, I'm calling the armies of the kingdoms of the north to come to Jerusalem. I, the Lord, have spoken. They will set their thrones at the gates of the city. They will attack its walls and all the other towns of Judah. I will pronounce judgment on my people for all their evil, burning incense to other gods. Yes, they worship idols made with their own hands. Get up and prepare for action. Go out and tell them everything I tell you. Do not be afraid of them, or I will make you look foolish in front of them. So watchmen are like the spiritual security guards. They're guardians of the heavenly gates, keeping a close eye on the evil intruders trying to come in and cause harm to God's people. Nothing is to slip by an alert watchman who is spending time with the Lord. They're fasting, they're praying, they're dedicating their gift to glorify God. They have keen discernment. Their eyes and ears are on high alert all time, not allowing evil spirits into the gates, evil people into the gates. They run with message just like mentioned in Habakkuk. Write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the message correct to others. The prophet's job as watchman was to urge God's people to live faithfully and warn them just all the evil involved. As watchmen, the prophets were also called to warn wicked people of judgment and destructions that's coming their way unless they turn from evil ways. The Lord led me to Proverbs 8:34. Joyful are those who listen to me, watching for me daily at my gates, waiting for me outside my home. Then Jeremiah 1:10. Today I appoint you to stand up against nations and kingdoms. Some you must uproot and tear down, destroy and overthrow. Others you must build up and plant. It is your job and responsibility as a watchman, send out these messages. Led me to Ezekiel 33:1-7, and I've been led to this many, many times. Once again, a message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, give your people this message. When I bring my army against a country, the people of the land choose one of those own to be a watchman. When the watchman sees the enemy coming, he sounds the alarm to warn the people. Then, if those who hear the alarm refuse to take action, it is their own fault if they die. They heard the alarm but ignored it, so the responsibility is theirs. If they had listened to the warning, they could have saved their lives. But if the watchman sees the enemy coming and doesn't sound the alarm to warn the people, he is responsible for their captivity. They will die in their sins, but I will hold a watchman responsible for their deaths. Now, son of man, I'm making you a watchman for the people of Israel. Therefore, listen to what I say and warn them for me. Okay, so if you're a prophetic watchman and you're not speaking up because you're scared somebody's not going to like you or not follow you anymore, y'all, that is on them, okay? Your message, your gifting should not be hidden, okay? And that's exactly what the enemy wants. So many times, try to intimidate me and not speak up. That takes some training, right? That takes a lot of healing and deliverance from the things that maybe you need to dig into your soul. This is why I'm all about the soul wounds and getting into those things, because you need to be a purified vessel. And part of that is healing. Some watchmen are to speak up and warn people, not only guard the gate. Remember, they sound the alarm. The Spirit of the Lord speaks through me. His words are upon my tongue. 2 Samuel 23:2. This is part of my calling. Maybe it's your part of your calling. Part of my husband's calling as well. Many people don't like watchmen because they warn. They give the truth. It's not all lovely, but it's rather convicting. It convicts the heart. Watchmen have great discernment. They can sense evil a mile away when others can't. People that seem loving and kind, but underneath the surface is falsehood, hard hearts with wicked agendas. Watchmen will see that. I have dealt with this more times than I'd like to admit, especially people I wanted to believe were pure, but not. So even when my spirit picked up on it right away, I still gave them a chance to prove they were pure. They say who they say they are. I'm all about integrity. I'm all about honesty and being authentic and real with no fluff. Y'all, all it took is one conversation, one text, one look for sneaky agendas to be exposed. When you're really walking with the Lord and really having him raise you up, taking the time with him, you're going to be able to have this discernment as well. In biblical days, the cities were surrounded by a wall with several gates. The walls were for protection and the gates were there to let the people in and keep the wrong people out. Lord, give me another message. Look, a great army is coming from the north, a great nation and many kings, and rising against you from far off lands. Jeremiah 50:41. For I am raising up army of great nations from the north. They will join forces to attack Babylon, and she will be captured. The enemy's arrows will go straight to the mark. They will not miss. Jeremiah 59. For a nation will attack her from the north and bring destruction, and no one will live there again. Everything will be gone. Both people and animals will flee. Jeremiah 53. And the Lord will strike the lands of the north with his fist. Zephaniah 2:13. Actually, and y'all know this, I've talked about this many times since this podcast started. It's in one of my first episodes. I believe it's like episode 6, 7, 8. I talk about the north. The Lord's been talking about the north and giving me this prophetic warning to give to the nations for years. Okay, so this is why it's so important to sit with these messages. We don't go blasting them out. And I know I've talked about that before, but watchmen, it is part of your duty, your responsibility to not only blast the trumpet and sound the alarm when you hear something, especially out, everything's out in the social media world. These prophets want to get firsthand and, oh, I got to say something about this. I got to say something about this. And you feel obligated to say something that might not be what God wants you to speak on. So really come back to the Lord about where he is guiding you and really wanting you to thrive in your vineyard. Okay, I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, but it's a prophetic role that is not taken too great. Think if you deliver the message as lovingly as you can and in truth, it doesn't have to be violent and rude and mean. It doesn't have to be like that. So we're going to go ahead and pray for the nations. We're going to pray for watchmen because watchmen are severely attacked. Oh, Lord, can I tell you just how many times we have been attacked? I mean, every day, a spiritual warfare. It's intense spiritual warfare. And if you're not ready for that, then you are not ready to be God's watchman. I'm going to tell you that point blank. I'm going to give it to you real. Let's go ahead and pray now. Abba, Father, I just thank you so much. I ask that you protect and guide the watchmen right now that are lying on the fence, that are sounding the alarm in love and guarding the gates. Truth and integrity and your character, not ripping down the gates because they want to follow social media outlets and they want to have likes and follows. It's not about that, Lord. It's about what your word says, what you're feeding your watchmen who are truly with you, who are walking with you wholeheartedly. I just hear the remnant. And Lord, we know that you're diligently in this season sending out your watchmen to do the hard work because it is very hard work to become a prophetic vessel. It is not easy. But we are so thankful that you choose us, Lord, that you choose us to give these heedful warnings and warn people, because that's what it's all about. It's bringing people back to you, Jesus. And I just continue to pray for the watchmen now.
Did you know with your help, we can spread the love of Jesus together? Real quick, if you found value, this resonated with you, or this helped you in any way, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a short review. Let's help further God's mission together. Yes, you can be a part of growing God's kingdom and helping lost souls too. Get to know more of my heart on MaliaDiana.com. May God bless your path, my friends. Thank you for listening. Blessings.